Please stand and let us sing together, Come Thou Almighty King. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather in worship, grow in God's Word, and serve in Jesus' name. If you're a visitor this morning, we're so thankful you're here. You are going to get to participate in the baptism of Charlotte Dorothy Whitty. So thank you to all those who provide for this celebration in the gifts that are given. Jane Larder, Dwayne Sharpie, Kevin and Peggy Menning, Linda Roysom, Suzanne Adams, and Nita Anderson. Also, today is going to begin what I'm calling a summer preaching series. That means you. In your bulletin is a yellow card, and it lists some prompts for you to think about the scriptures you're about to hear. And then if you would like to write a question on the back and hand it to an usher that they can hand to me for today's sermon. Okay, so this will be a dialogue. Please contribute. If you are bold enough, you can just raise your hand and we'll talk back and forth. Yes, you can. If you raise your hand, I'll ask you to say your name, though. I know. Think Phil Donahue for just a minute. So today, you might have a question about the passage of Scripture. Maybe you feel hope for good news, and you want to share that hope. Maybe you have an observation about the life of the church in the world, or just for today, you want to tell Charlotte something about what it's like to live the life of baptized into Christ. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, We confess that we have not followed your path, but have chosen our own way. Instead of putting others before ourselves, we long to take the best seats at the table. When met by those in need, we have too often passed by on the other side. Set us again on the path of life. Save us from ourselves and free us to love our neighbors. Amen. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sins, but delights in granting pardon and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are free to love as God loves. Amen. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first lesson for this morning is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, beginning with the first verse. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out. To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth, when he had not yet made earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there, when he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race. The second lesson is Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Here ends the readings.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The gospel of the Lord, we say.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Except for Charlotte, please be seated. And ushers, would you keep the lights up, please? I want everyone to get a good look. Dan, if you... Okay. So Charlotte, to my knowledge, has never attended a Bible study. You can sit down. Thank you. Has she been to Bible study yet? Not yet. I think a few people in here have been to Bible study, right? But not this summer, right? It's in remission for a few weeks. And I think there might be some things in the scripture that we're curious enough to want to talk about together. So that's why I'm going to give you a minute to just think through them. If you want to write it down, write it down. But if there was something that you wish Charlotte could know about what it's like to live as the hands, feet, and voice of Jesus in this world, what would it be? I'm going to have to come down here so I can see better. I'm going to ask a volunteer to be a timekeeper. Drew, would you volunteer? Where are you back there? Can I see your hand? Okay. Let me know when we're at 10 minutes, okay? That's the thing about dialogue. When do we end it? When do we shut it down, right? I could talk about how Jesus loves you and you cannot stop him all day long. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, to help us warm up a little bit, I'm going to give you three jokes that just came to me this week. I didn't even have to seek them out, okay? The first one is, whether you are tall or short, thin or fat, at the end of the day, it's night. Did you hear about the man who evaporated? He will be missed. I know. And then the best one was the valedictorian of the high school where my son graduated on last Sunday. This is an 18-year-old student who got up and said, "What is a comedian's least favorite drink?" Booze. I know. I just want to set the bar at a place you feel comfortable. If you think I don't want to offer my question or my curiosity or my piece of good news, just kind of start at the level of booze, okay? All right, does anybody have anything right out of the gate that comes to mind? Oh, Denny. Oh, you have to say your name now.
Denny.
Okay.
Okay, in the gospel lesson, it talks about the Spirit being the conduit between Christ and the rest of humanity. And I think I mentioned this before in one Bible study. Basically, the Holy Spirit is the internet of the Bible.
So I'm going to repeat that because I have the mic and it dawns on me our live stream won't hear you. So I don't know where the remote mic is. Anybody back there? So Denny said in the Gospel of John, the Holy Spirit is described like the conduit, right, between God and us so that it functions like the internet. I like that. giving us access. That is something we talked about a little bit in Bible study. Thank you. That is good news to me. It makes me think that also God has complete access to all of my memory banks too. So I have access to God, and God has access to everything that's whirring, all the windows that are open up here, in here. All right, Eli's on it. Thanks, Denny. That is good news. Thank you. Anyone have anything written down they want to share? Yeah. I always wear my golden shoes. They make me remember this psalm on the bottom of it's actually from Isaiah and Romans. How beautiful are the feet of those. Oh, thanks, Becky. Who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Whatever you think your feet look like, the fact that you've come here to gather and worship and then you're going to go out into the world automatically makes your feet beautiful. You've been given this gift of peace to share outside these walls. All right, let's see what we got. All right, this is for Charlotte. Charlotte, may you have a wonderful... Oh, what do you want her to know about? That she has a wonderful family in the church to help her grow in her faith. Yes, you do. I know. You look at all of these people who've got your back, right? What if Charlotte makes a mistake? Will we still love her? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will we tell her about it? Maybe. If I love someone, will I say, hey, come this way. This is our way. This is the way we have received the word of God. Thank you, Becky. I brought an image today that describes the Holy Trinity, because today is Trinity Sunday. In the church calendar, that just means that we celebrate, we believe in a dogma. Anybody know what a dogma is? Yeah. Okay, you can't go to Coburn's and buy a dogma off the shelf. In our communion of denominations, we only have two dogma, and one of them is that God can be known as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons, right? So that's why we had that big complicated flowery prayer of the day, three in one and one in three, right? And a lot of people say, oh, it's the best Sunday to give a really long dry explanation about the theological doctrines of the Trinity. It's really not. It's a great Sunday to talk about Mary. It's not, again, that's maybe just as spooky as talking about big, lofty theological doctrines for some of us, but you can't have a Father and a Son and the work of the Holy Spirit without talking about Mary, because it is the way God comes to Mary that we have the incarnation, which gives us our second dogma. Anybody know what the second dogma is? We celebrate it on Christmas, that Jesus is the Son of God. That's it. Those are our dogmas. I have friends who have a whole lot more dogmas, right? And I'm glad that they're still friends with me because I only have two. We have a whole lot of doctrines, meaning they're things that are helpful for teaching, But dogmas are the only thing I'm willing to stand up and say, that's what I believe in to the death, right? So I appreciate the work of the Holy Spirit coming upon Mary so she conceives Jesus, who's heavenly Father, has created this plan of salvation from the beginning of time. They had already planned it all out, and we get to be part of it. In all of our ups and downs, so when I read the Bible and I think, wait a minute, this Bible is full of people who have made mistakes, and some of them weren't even baptized. This Bible is full of people who I don't think I would want to invite over for dinner. This Bible is full of people. They're all humans. And God loves all of them and includes every one of them in this plan of salvation. All right, anybody have any more yellow cards? Any responses? In the back. Is it a hand, Alex, or is it just a stretch? Okay, suddenly shy. I get it. Let's just call it today a warm-up, but I'm going to keep at it, so if you get prompted today, just bring it back next Sunday, okay? I've got one more slide to show you. There. There's part of this plan of salvation. This is a different icon depicting Jesus at the beginning of creation as depicted in the first chapter of Genesis. And this is the day where they've already, Jesus is fully participating in creation with God the Father, and God says, let there be light, and there's light, right? And then God separates the firmament above from all that's beneath, so you have little angels dancing above, and then you have what we would call space, and then of course separates the land from the space. And what do we have sprouting up from the land? There are plants with the seeds in them that will provide for all the growth and new life, and they're for every kind of plant. See the variety there. And then you have, if you have plants, right, you need the celestial bodies for them to grow. So you have the sun and the moon and all the stars. I like that icon because it simply depicts the cooperation required for this creativity that didn't end that day. What's next? There are going to be creepy crawling things on the land and swimming things in the water, and cattle, right? And then, what else is there going to be? In the image of God, God makes humankind, male and female. Ooh, and you think that's the greatest day of creation, right? What's really the greatest day of creation? The next day. The day of rest. So, Charlotte, what I would want you to know, I think a lot of us like to work really hard as Christians. In fact, now our pastor has just given us an assignment to write down some of our thoughts to share. She's the one supposed to be doing all the work for the sermon, and she's putting it on us. Yeah, I am. But the other thing God gives us is the Sabbath, the ability to relinquish, to let go, to rest, to say, no, today's the day I want to listen. That's what I'm going to do today. And Charlotte, I want to listen to you. You're a whole new generation. You have so much to offer, and we need to hear it. So I hope we get to hear your voice. I hear it coming. Yeah, I see the wiggliness. All right. Any more cards? You can always turn them into the offertory plate, too. All right, Chris. Giving you the last comment, question.
Well, this is for Charlotte. She will find as she grows up that there are a lot of distractions in life.
And there will be days when she doesn't think of Jesus and she's not aware of what he's doing in her life. But she can be assured that he never gets distracted from her. He will always be aware and love her every day.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Drew, how'd we do on time? Okay. Does that mean we hit 10 minutes? We did. We went way past it. Okay. Something different, something new, something summary. That's what we have. So now we're going to join our voices, and Charlotte can hear us sing. Come join the dance of Trinity. I'd like to invite the Witte family and sponsors to come forward. And anyone, well, we'll wait a minute on anyone who's going to want a closer look. I'll invite you up in a minute. But Caroline, you come on up. Yeah. If you are shorter than me, you might be thinking, I'm going to want a bigger, better view. So please be seated. Ready? God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope. Yeah. Through the sacrament of baptism, by water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world.
We present Charlotte Dorothy Witte for baptism.
Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your child baptized into Christ?
I do.
As you bring your child to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, Teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. Place in her hands the Holy Scriptures and nurture her in faith and prayer so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. So, Dan and Rhonda, do you promise to help Charlotte grow in the Christian faith and life?
We do.
Sponsors, do you promise to nurture Charlotte in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit and to help her live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church? All right, everybody, stand up. This is your part. Ready? Your answer is a hearty we do. People of God, do you promise to support Charlotte and pray for her in her new life in Christ?
We do.
All right. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw you from God? I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
This is the moment. If you would like a better look, come on up now. That's you in the back, in the dwarling row. You can bring anyone you want with you. All right, Denny's going to pour the water. Caroline, should we test the temperature? Yeah, I have high-level people working on this. Yeah. It's not going to feel quite like bath time, but... The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you take delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, you ready to dive in there? Maybe, Mom, you hang on to her. She can splash around. We've got wiggles. All right, yeah. Charlotte, Dorothy, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can keep your hand. You can, yeah. What do you think, Caroline? She's baptized. Now we're going to pray together. Blessed be God, the source of all life, the word of salvation, the spirit of mercy. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Charlotte with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. All right, now here's the oil that goes on your forehead. Can you see, Caroline? Charlotte, Dorothy, you, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. It's so inviting, I know. And now your sponsor is going to take your candle. Let your light so shine before others. Oh, you say that part, Denny.
Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized.
We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share.
Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world.
Now, before you go back to your seat, can we walk together? We're going to walk down this way, right? Yeah. I know. Show how wet you are. So some people, when they come up for communion, might want to check the temperature. It's lovely, by the way. Thank you. And some might want to remember their own baptism. She's got a good grip on me, by the way. Thank you. But you put your finger in and just make the sign of the cross, forehead, belly button, shoulder, shoulder, heart. Yeah, because we all want to remember our baptisms, too. Yeah, thank you so much. United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, let us stand and pray for the church, all of creation, and all in need.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For all those serving in the armed forces, including Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Ryan S., and Jacob, God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Tracy, and Bruce, our mayors. For peace and justice in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Brownton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake, God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in Ukraine. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, including the personnel committee, God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of every time and place, in Jesus' name, and filled with your Holy Spirit, we entrust these spoken prayers and those in our hearts into your holy keeping. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated while our ushers collect the offering. If you like to bring yours to the noisy pail, to the Christ's well, you can do that now. There is going to be a noisy pail at the end of the service as you exit. God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor
in your field
and equip us
to bear fruit
for the good of all. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we sum up all the prayers of our hearts in the words our Savior Jesus Christ teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. All are welcome to receive communion. Please put your hands open to receive the bread in the palm of your hand. That means it has the best chance of landing, because it is real delicious bread with crumbs. And then you'll receive, you'll take a little cup out of the tray and put it in the discard them.
Mercy on us.
Please stand. Life-giving God, through this meal, you have bandaged our wounds and fed us with your mercy. Now send us forth to live for others, both friend and stranger, that all may come to know your love. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. The God of peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you, comfort you, and show you the path of life this day and always. Amen. The noisy pail for Habitat for Humanity. Go in peace, love your neighbor.